It's time to have a come to Jesus discussion.
What's going on?
Based entirely on what I am looking at right now.
My cool tracksuit?
Not a cool tracksuit at all. It is not cool.
It's a standard tracksuit. What's wrong with it?
You look like...
And it has racing stripes.
Nope. Okay.
On the legs, too. Both sides. And the arms.
All right, Tommy. What? We're friends, right?
I thought so.
I've known you a long time?
Yeah.
You look like an idiot. You look like an absolute idiot.
Well, and Kimmy said I look appropriate for my age.
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay. I know that you're not going to listen to me when I tell you look dumb and you should never wear this again.
Yeah.
I also don't understand why, of all the countries in the world, Amsterdam was the place you bought a tracksuit
I didn't... Based on where you said this outfit was coming from, because you've been teasing this for weeks, what was coming in.
Yes,
I would never in a million years guessed tracksuit.
I thought we were getting wooden shoes.
Yeah, like I thought we were getting something real fancy.
But apparently Amsterdam's doing it right. When it comes to the tracksuit.
All right, so here's the thing. There has to be someone in your life that could look you up and down and go, I love you, please don't wear this again because you look dumb. Where you would not take offense to that.
Yeah.
You would hear it and it would make you want to make a change.
Like a light would go off in your fashion head.
Yes. Yeah. And the phone number is 252-WCMF. Again, if you are looking on the live stream and you'd like to call us and tell us what Tommy looks like, we are always open to those phone calls, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. But more importantly,
what's that?
When it comes to whose opinions matter on what you put on, who in your life should be able to look at you and say, this is not working for you?
Well, I mean, if you're married... And your man, the number one is wife.
Okay, but here's the thing.
Yeah,
it should be that, but I don't think most men take their wife's advice when it comes to what they should wear.
But you will hear it.
Okay, you'll hear it. I'm not talking about who will say it.
Yeah.
I'm talking about where it matters because
where you actually would make the change.
There is no doubt in my mind, that your wife looked you up and down in that outfit and told you, take it off.
Yeah, because the only thing I can think of that you changed that your wife told you looked dumb were those white... loafers.
The white shoes.
Yeah. The white shoes.
And now they're all over the place.
Once she told you no, you never wore them again. But that's the only item of clothing I can think of that you actually changed.
And all the men on her Bravo shows wear white shoes.
I don't know if that's the plus you think it is.
Well, those guys are like TV stars.
Okay.
Now, I would say, like in your life,
mm-hmm.
like maybe you wouldn't listen to your wife, but your daughters, I guess, would... Daughters can just brutalize dads for what they wear. And I don't know if it works or not, but they could just give
you
the unvarnished truth.
Okay,
you will get honesty.
So let's break that down because two people in this room have experience with this, right? Now, I agree with you.
You have daughters and she's been a daughter.
She has been a daughter.
And she's been a sassy, mean daughter when it comes to stuff like
that. That tracksuit makes you look like a sassy, mean daughter.
I could be on Mean Girls.
You could absolutely be
I could be like
Mean
Lindsay Lohan. She was in that, right?
Yes, wearing a similar tracksuit, only in pink.
Big star.
So look, I'm not going to lie to you. You're right. Mm. If I wear something and one of my daughters, who are 12 and 14, look at me and go, what are you wearing? That hurts to the point where I will look in the mirror and consider putting something else on. Yes, it really hurts.
So you may pump the brakes on it.
Kimmy, did you ever criticize your father to his face for what he wore?
Because we've seen some of your dad's outfits were out of control back in the day.
You pull them off, though.
Huh?
Short ass shorts, tall ass socks, Bulls back to back championship T-shirt.
This was a tough one to change for my brother and I, because my brother was in on this too. My dad wore a fanny pack for a little bit too long,
but they're back.
Yeah, but I'm talking like
dad pack.
He wore it past the 90s.
Right.
Oh, into the 2000s. Oh.
I want to say like he didn't give that fanny pack up until maybe I was like in middle school.
He's
high
got the 9/11 memorial,
which is entirely too long to be sporting that fanny pack.
He was a millennial packer.
He wore fanny packs so long that he wore out fanny packs. Fanny pack that was beat to crap, so he had to get a new leather fanny pack.
I forgot that fanny packs for dads was like a big thing back in the day.
But they're kind of back, right?
Not for dads.
It's not a fanny pack. It's a crossbody.
So, it almost looks like, so it like goes over
your
shoulder.
Which would actually go with your outfit.
I'll check them out.
No, that was one thing I know we changed. But I think as my dad's gotten older, he doesn't care. Like, he did something I thought he'd never do.
And love his daughter?
He purchased his first pair of Skechers.
Oh no!
A few years ago.
Oh, so is that the step-ins?
Yeah, I don't know if they're step-ins, but they are. They look like step-ins.
Howie Long loves them.
Hey, Joe Montana.
And, yeah.
Those ads nonstop during football.
Well, yeah, because they're looking at her dad. Hey, yeah. Give up.
Tony Romo's got them.
I mean, that's a commercial. The commercial's essentially give up. You tie your shoes like a sucker.
Can't touch the floor.
Bend over. Yeah, that was one where, like, Dad, really? Like, you're not old enough for Skechers yet, and he doesn't care.
Right.
It's his shoe of choice.
All right, let me ask you a question. 252-WCMF. And again, if you have not, WCMF, the Odyssey app, WCMF.com, YouTube or Twitch, The Break Room WCMF. Tommy is debuting what is going to be his new look, tracksuit.
Mm.
A tracksuit that he had imported from Amsterdam,
yeah,
where everyone knows you get the best tracksuits. If it ain't an Amsterdam tracksuit, it ain't crap.
Who knew?
All right. Would it hurt you more if a good buddy of yours looked you up and down and was like, seriously, that's a bad idea?
Or like what's happening right now?
Or if a stranger out of nowhere stopped you and said, that's not working for you?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
That would hurt you.
Well, that would be unsettling, like, because it would be I know what you think, but like somebody to be bold enough to stop you in the street to go, what are you doing? That would hurt more.
So if you were at Wegmans today.
It would shock me.
If you were at Wegmans today and a woman comes up to you and goes, listen, that just not work for you.
Mm.
You would never wear it again?
I don't know because I've never experienced that. But I've already spent the money. I'm wearing it.
What did you spend on that, by the way?
It was a little bit.
No. Was that an expensive tracksuit?
Probably shipping alone.
Well, everything's shipped in.
How much did you spend on that tracksuit?
Total?
Yeah.
$145.
No, you did spend $145.
Shut up.
Well, it's kind of tailored. Because you got to give them your measurements and stuff.
No.
You had that tailored.
Well, not tailored, but I gave them all my measurements.
You gave them a measurements for a tracksuit.
Well, I don't want to like a glove.
Yes. I mean, look.
Yeah,
come on,
right,
man.
You're right.
No, that's what.
It fits me nice. You got to remember.
Shut up. Stop encouraging him.
Well, I'm just small. Saying he's a unique sized man.
Right. I mean, they don't have the smalls don't work. The mediums don't work. So, because I got weird dimensions.
By the way, one of the worst ZZ Top songs of all time. Every girl's crazy about unique size man. Bro, you don't give your measurements for a tracksuit. That's what a tracksuit is.
No, but don't look ridiculous if it's too long.
Yeah, you don't want to look ridiculous.
I don't want it to be baggy. I like it to be form-fitting.
That would give it a different kind of vibe.
Form-fitting tracksuit.
Yeah,
okay.
It fits me nice, right?
It does fit you.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm scared.
You got that going on.
Kind of hides the boobies a little bit.
Yeah.
What?
Here's what I'm scared for.
I think it was good money spent.
Now, you still...
What?
You said you have four of these.
Yeah.
And you said that this is the most...
Conservative.
Understated. Okay.
Yeah. This is they get louder.
Oh,
and
no.
The one's got a little bit more of a pattern to it.
You did not buy a patterned tracksuit. You did not buy a pattern.
Do you have a chain to go with it?
Oh, my God.
Now, the other one, this is the most money I spent. The other ones I didn't spend that much money on.
No, you're telling me the pattern one was less expensive? Shock face.
Yeah, they still had some left.
How about there's people
I had to jump on it.
There's people in Holland right now. I cannot believe these. I don't know what Holland is. I cannot believe these idiots keep buying tracksuits. Look at this man. He bought four.
So, like, the other two I bought on Amazon were only, like, $40.
Wow.
Yeah, and there was only, like, two left. Well, I had to jump on it.
You're losing money not buying.
Thank you. Then I spent a little bit on another one.
No, but, like, here's the thing. You're not athletic. That's an athletic.
I know, but it's very
outfit.
Comfortable.
No, but you wear that to like the gym. You wear that your shorts to go play basketball.
I will say most of the guys at these poker rooms wear stuff like
that. And you have made fun of those men for 30 years.
And I was a damn fool.
Oh my God.
I was wrong about driving gloves and I was wrong about casual tracksuit. Because like this is the most comfortable thing I've ever put on. These are like outside pajamas.
Yeah. You killed people for wearing pajama pants to the...
No, but these are not pajamas. They're styles. They got
a
crease. I have my European driving shoes on. My Euro drivers. Because of the heel on the back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you're working the pedals. Driving gloves.
Got it. We got folks writing
Racing
in here.
Stripes.
Rich writes us. He looks like dumb DMC.
Yeah, like Snoop. All those guys are wearing it. LeBron.
Yeah, no, man. When I look at you, when you walked in this one, I go, was that LeBron? Oh, no, it's Tommy.
Little LeBron.
Not LeBron James.
Little Bronny. Little Bronny.
252 to BCMF. Let's talk to Gary. Hey, Gary, how are you, buddy?
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
Good, brother. What's up?
I love the show. I'm listening from Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, thanks, man. Wow. Appreciate it.
Right. Yep. I listen every day to get the hometown, you know, news and feel. My question to you is are you killing it because it's not a name brand like a Nike or a Jordan?
Well, it's funny he brought those two up immediately.
Well, no, I guess
you said like those two.
Well, we're just saying like it doesn't. You can buy those here. Yeah. It doesn't make sense that like you went out of country to buy a tracksuit.
I mean, Gary, if he would have bought a Jordan or a Nike or Adidas tracksuit, he would have spent far less money.
It'd be all baggy,
right?
But even with that, Gary, it still would be jarring to watch this man who wears ascots on a normal basis walk in a tracksuit. Gary, are you watching the live stream? Or are you listening right now?
No, I'm tuning in. I'm watching.
All right, so you see what he looks like, Gary.
Pretty styling, Gary, huh?
If you had a friend that showed up at your house like that, would you say anything about how he looked?
I would comment. Like, oh, yeah, you know, if you got it all zipped up and you're not showing a nice T-shirt underneath, plus he's slouching in the chair.
Ooh, bad posture.
Well, hold on, man. You're in Atlanta, right?
Yeah.
That is like the home of loud tracksuits.
Yeah, you look like Pistol Pete walking into a Hawks game in 77. What is wrong with you? You're an idiot. You are so ugly and stupid. Not you, Gary. Gary, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
No problem.
Check him out, Gary.
There goes Gary in Hotland.
You have like 10 Halloween costumes built into one outfit. All right, all right. Like people are tweeting at us pictures of Dr. Evil.
I forget about Dr. Evil.
Oh,
yeah, almost every old evil villain has a tracksuit. Yeah. Dr. Yeah. No.
Yep.
Goldfinger had a tracksuit. I know you don't know
who
that
is. I don't even know what the guy's name is, but what's the movie with the minions?
Oh,
one of the bad guys
Gru.
In that. Yeah.
Gru?
No, that one.
Is that the Deplorables? Or them little things with the eye?
The minions.
Is that the minions?
The Deplorables.
What's the Deplorables?
That's nothing. Nothing is the Deplorables.
I thought that was the cartoon.
No, there was no cartoon called the Deplorables, you idiot.
I don't know. There should be. That'd be funny.
Can we get Gary back? He's a better third mic.
I do wonder, because there's nobody in this building that's going to influence the way you dress, right? Like, you're not going to be influenced by a coworker that gives you advice.
No, no.
But it's weird, though, because I do think a lot of guys would be influenced by a coworker's opinion, because we've seen it happen in this room.
Yeah.
Oh, like a coworker? Like, wait.
I think a lot of people are, I think coworker may be number one for some people in terms of, like, not even advice, but just they want to be accepted or they want to know what people think of the way they dress.
What if I set a trend?
You won't.
No, hold on. So let's say in a matter of 3 weeks, that's enough time to start a trend, right?
Sure.
Moose?
No. Well, I could see Moose wearing a tracksuit.
Bo Jackson and Country Station.
Okay, all right.
And Spizzano, we're all Tracksuit Friday. That could happen.
No, it won't. I don't think you understand
what... It's like Bo, Spizzano and I are around the same age.
Yeah, they're a little
younger.
Sure.
And Moose kind of is an old soul.
Well, he's not that far off either.
And by the way, and he's L.A., and these are all over L.A.
Oh, yeah, no, L.A. tracksuit, definitely. Yeah, all over L.A. In, like, the area where they have all of those cemeteries. What's that called? What's the big cemetery out there?
Oh, Forest Lawn.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Yeah, isn't that an authentic Forest Lawn tracksuit?
Didn't the Doors sing that song, L.A. tracksuit? I thought you'd chime in, wasn't it?
I was good. I thought you had a song.
L.A. tracksuit. Help me out here.
I got nothing. I'm sorry. I'm reading what people are saying you look like right now.
Because
Baron Von Butt writes us. Tommy looks like an end-of-life coach. Lady Jamie, she writes, she says, I work in a hospital with his white shoes and the tracksuit. He looks like every female pediatric nurse. 252 WCMF, we'll take one more call. RJ's got the last word. Hey, RJ, how are you, buddy?
Morning, guys. Yep. I unfortunately have to see Tommy this morning, so... He kind of looks like a Russian gymnastics coach on trial.
That's not good.
No, it's not. Yeah. And, you know, trials over there, not really trials,
yeah,
buddy.
Yeah. Not really caged heat.
Yeah. George, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. There is a big Soviet vibe going on here. You look like you're waiting 7 hours for a hamburger at McDonald's. All right, let's take a break. One more. You look like you're... Right. Nope. You look like you're about to buy tickets to see Hasselhoff in concert.
I would pay to see that concert.
Yeah, I know. Tracksuit.
He's very talented.
All right, let's take a break. Mm. We are a community with a lot of outdoor activities.
Oh, sure.
Both in the summer and winter time. Mm-hmm. And you'd think we've heard of all of them.
We got a new one?
Get ready to have your mind blown, Tommy.
Wow, what's going on?
Now, it's not new, but it would be new to us. Mm. There was a man just down the road who needed to be rescued while participating in this activity that is way more California than it is New York.
But this just happened.
Yeah, this weekend. Pulling this off in New York seems like it would be hard.
Yeah.
Especially doing it in the middle of February. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF will jump right into it. You feel like taking a field trip out to Sodus Point?
What's going on at Point?
You're dressed for it.
Yeah.
That's where we start our story with a man who is outside in his yard filling his bird feeder.
Oh.
The man who lives near the old lighthouse at the tip of the lake.
Yeah.
He thought he heard someone in the water yelling for help.
Oh, but in the water.
Yes, but it's the middle of February.
And it's got to be like you could die.
Yeah, you got it. I mean, there's ice in the water.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's sitting there and he goes, I must be imagining this. You know, it's cold and who would be in the water right now? But to be safe, he called his neighbor and he said, hey, do you hear anything outside? The neighbor went outside and he said, yeah, you hear someone calling for help.
Jesus Christ.
So the two men called 911. And first responders from the fire department came down in yellow wetsuits to get into the water to see what was going on.
Yeah.
And when they got there, they found a stranded surfer.
What?
Did he not read the instructions on the board? Because I think they're on the bottom.
Was he like, I've seen people do the windsurfing thing.
No, it says.
So he paddled out in a surfboard.
It says in the story, he was a surfer. Authorities say the surfer.
Just looking to catch some ice?
I guess.
Yeah.
There's no surf.
Where are the waves?
Well, now, it's been super windy the last couple of days.
But it's also frozen.
Okay, yeah. So it says the surfer who was in the water in Sodus Point in February was struggling on the ice mounds. He was trapped. Now, they say when they got there, he was wearing a wetsuit but could not get out of the freezing water. Mm. So the first responders, they jumped into action. They used ropes. They worked over the unstable ice. And eventually managed to get the surfer back to shore.
Okay.
And there's nothing in the story that says the surfer had to go to the hospital or was injured, so he must be okay.
So we didn't lose the big kahuna.
We did not. Now, we don't have an age. We don't have a name of the surfer. It doesn't say he was charged with anything. So apparently winter surfing at Sodus Point is not against the law?
I've never heard of it.
Okay, so nobody's ever heard of surfing?
Have you ever seen anybody on a surfboard around here?
No, I have not.
Like all summer out on the beach.
Oh.
A surfer.
I've seen, and I thought, but I thought even it was pretty rare in the summer when the wind picks up, people will do the windsurfing.
Okay,
thing.
Yeah.
Right, but that's like, with but a sail and everything.
Yeah, that's the only time I've actually seen like a legitimate surfboard.
But like old school, you know, like you said, Southern California, Maui.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless it was a paddleboarding?
It says surfing. The story says
surfboard.
Surfing, surfing. Mm. All right, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Is winter surfing a thing in upstate New York? Because I guess over the last couple of days, it would be doable.
All right, with the choppiness of the water. But but we don't get, like, surf. Like, you could, like, ride a wave, you know what I mean? Like, that.
I mean, but look, to be fair, you and I don't really know what conditions it takes to go surfing.
No.
I mean, I've never.
I only knew one kid that surfed in Florida.
Okay. And I don't even think of Florida as, like, a big
surfing.
They're not.
Place. Like, it's, like, sad surfing.
Okay, so there's one of two things that are happening here.
Mm.
Either there is a community of winter surfers in New York that we don't see because we never
also
go to
they'll call grandpas off their meds.
But, I mean, I guess we wouldn't see them even if they did exist because how many people are going down to the water in the wintertime?
Yeah.
It's also possible that this guy is just a one-off weirdo, like a lone psycho that decided ice surfing would look like a good
cool
idea.
Yeah.
Right? 252-WCMF. 252-9263. Would you be willing to give it a try if someone invited? No.
I ain't going to that goddamn frozen water. I don't like that water when it's warm.
Okay, maybe this story's a bad jumping off point because you needed a rope rescue.
Yeah.
But let's say there's a calm enough day where you don't have to worry about dying. They give you like all the stuff you need to stay warm. You wouldn't want to try it?
No.
Okay.
My age?
I'm asked. Well, bro, I mean, you're trying all kinds of new things like this tuxedo tracksuit you're wearing today. Kimmy, would you try it if somebody invited you out?
I don't like being cold.
And surfing is super hard.
I don't winter outdoor activities, even like the base ones like skiing. I'm just not a winter activities kind
of
gal.
And think about this. Of all the Beach Boys, none of them actually ever surfed.
What does that have to do with our story?
That's how hard it is.
I mean, it's not something you've always like been curious about.
Listen, man. Like, those guys look cool. They all get laid. All the pretty girls hang out. Like, it's every guy's fantasy to be a surfer, be surrounded by pretty girls in bikinis, like watching you surf.
Sure, yeah.
But you didn't get any of this. Like you didn't even surf in front of people. Like, what was your point? Like, if you wanted to do a badass thing, like ice surfing,
yeah,
nobody saw you.
Well, one guy did. He had to call 911 to have you rescued.
Yeah, that there's your audience.
252 WCM.
Hasselhoff.
25 baby. Yo, look, I think I want to do this so bad. Kimmy and I watch Baywatch every day after the show, and those surfers do look pretty cool.
But they all look like surfers.
Yeah, and they all
they're all good-looking men.
Hello.
They all have been doing it like their whole lives, so it's just like, you know, second nature.
What?
No, I'm just saying. Yeah.
You look like the guy that hit the rocks.
Oh, careful. Hey, did that trash...
Jetty face.
Did you leave your sense of humor in your real pants?
Did you leave your comebacks there, too? Slow mouth? Did you do that, too?
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about a man out in Sodus Point over the weekend. He was stuck in the water in February. Surfing. He was in a wetsuit, all that stuff.
I hope he's not from Sodus Point.
Well,
because everybody's going to know who that is.
I'm getting the impression, based on some reaction
I hear, Jeff's surfing on the point, man. Let's go check it out.
Surfing on the point does sound cool.
Yes.
252-WCMF. Let's talk to Joe. Hey, Joe, how are you, brother?
Pretty good, brother. Yeah, man, I researched surfing in Western New York because even though I've never searched before in my life.
You haven't because you got the voice for it, man. Research surfing.
Right. Like, I never surfed, but if I did, I would be the best professional surfer in the world.
Why?
I know I would. So I researched it, and what you can do here in Western New York, it's got to be this time of year. It's got to be, like, really cold and windy. Like, it won't work in the summer.
All right, Joe, your phone's breaking up on me, buddy. I got to let you go.
Well, I know who's going to die next, surfing.
Thank you for the call.
You know what you could do instead of research? Just go out and do it.
Yeah.
Well, no, because you get stuck in the lake.
By the way, what's a surfboard cost? Like, think of the investment of a surfboard to go surfing in ice-ass cold water.
Kimmy, could you check that out for
us? How much is a surfboard?
I bet you, like, $1,000.
Sure, that sounds right.
Right?
Maybe.
You've never spent $1,000.
Well, I don't.
And you go out one time, and here comes the rescue squad.
It sounds like this is not a one-off. So Pam writes us on Instagram. She says, I have a cottage on Sodus Point.
Ooh, I'm rich Pam.
She says, for the last 30 years, we see them surfing all year long. There's a club, too. It was in the newspaper a few back. Some men from France who moved here surf on Lake Ontario. Huh.
French surfers.
The French Foreign Legion Surfing Squad.
All right.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so there is a community of people who do this.
Oh, okay. That could be two guys.
That's still a community.
That's not really like a community. I don't think there's like 100 people that are surfing.
It could be like it started small and then other people saw them doing it and said, that looks cool. I would also like to try join your surfing community.
I'll be honest, man. If I was like 19 and I saw someone do this, I would be all the way in.
Bro, you ain't built for surfing.
I could surf. I got strong legs,
bro.
You have no
balance.
I got great balance. I skate, you idiot.
Yeah, but that's like ground balance. This is like moving balance.
I have amazing balance.
You don't. You have
I'm a boxer. I skate. I got great balance.
Well, all the great boxers started out surfing. I remember seeing like Cassius Clay surfing school.
I love how you say Cassius Clay because you're in a sweatsuit that makes you look like a man that would say Cassius Clay. You look like Angelo Dundee's stepson. Go ahead, Kimmy. I'm sorry.
Pat and I also grew up in an era where every teen show, the kids were surfers lived amongst the surfers, in California.
Yep. I mean,
you living here, you never thought was a possibility.
It's every guy's fantasy.
Yeah, so let's go do it.
Come on, man.
Rip off your tracksuit. Let's jump in the water,
Let's
bro.
Let's wax up them boards and hit it, guys.
By the way, surfboards will fall into the $500 to $750 range.
Oh, that's cheaper than
right.
General.
Okay.
Affordable. You're losing
I'm
money
sure
not
that
buying.
There are much more expensive ones.
Can you check if there's like a specific winter surfboard you need, like a tougher one? Because you would be hitting ice and stuff.
Hopefully not.
Well, no, I'm saying.
Because like you hit ice, you're dead.
You don't know. Let's call the French guys. Call the French guys who start for the wintertime in Rochester. 252-WCMF, a man who sounds like he's French when he's talking.
Oh.
Ben's on CMF. Hey, Ben, how are you, buddy?
Pretty good, guys. How are you doing?
Good, Ben.
Good to everybody.
Hey, Ben.
So, no, Pat, that's because we're of the X Games era, so literally extreme sports were inundated in our
He's right.
News,
he's right. Much. I wanted to be a BMX rider. Yeah. I had a skateboard for a little while. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Exactly. I tried pretty much all of it and sucked at all of it, except for snowboarding. I'm pretty decent at that. But anyways, so when I was doing my route on, I think it was Monday, I was driving down 5 by Lake Erie out in Hamburg, and I thought I saw a kite. As I got closer, I realized it was a dude that was windsurfing.
Okay. Out on the cold water.
Yeah. I'm like, why would you do that?
Because well, it's windy, Ben.
Well, that helps.
Well, yeah, I get kinda that. But, like, what if you fall through the ice or land in a, like, a hole in the ice or something? I'm just like, that doesn't seem like a good idea.
On the ice doing this, not in the water.
Well, yeah, I understand that.
No, I'm asking. Saying.
Oh, yes, he was on the ice. Gotcha. Like, because there's a pretty decent... Because, like, we have, like, a certain area of the lake that freezes. I think Lake Erie freezes completely over.
If I like this call?
Right. Well, look, if you were looking... Yeah. If you were your daily lake ice update... Thank you, Ben. We really appreciate
no
it,
problem,
buddy.
Guys. All right,
have a good rest.
We're really sick in some parts out here.
Do wetsuits... I mean, like, I know they help keep you warm, but, like, are they going to... prevent you from freezing in icy cold water?
It's a great question.
I didn't think like they were that, you know, effective.
Well, like there are scuba teams for like Monroe County, like the Sheriff's Department.
Right.
They go in all temperatures and they have the wetsuits on.
Good point.
I mean, you couldn't be in freezing cold water for long without dying. So, I mean, maybe these wetsuits can keep your body temperature regulated.
To a point, yeah.
But what about your face?
Yeah, because you still have some skin exposed.
And your hair would freeze.
Yeah.
Right?
Unless it goes, like, all the way.
And then your face slamming into the ice. Yeah, you're right.
Okay. I mean, any outdoor activity carries risk, Tommy. I really want to try this now. I won't, but I want to.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a break. I mean, I can't see anything negative about this story.
All right.
Because, look, it's cheesy in more ways than one.
Oh.
And, yes, it would not be every woman's dream wedding as a child.
All right, but...
this would be probably the most fun you could have at a wedding, and you're guaranteed delicious food.
So it sounds like it would be an excellent second marriage or third.
I think first.
Oh, really?
You're hanging out in the break room. We're on just Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So earlier this week, we talked about Valentine's Day. There's a tradition where people will go down to City Hall and exchange vows.
Yeah.
That's how they're going to get married. And we watched Tommy twist his brain into a pretzel. Because on one hand, he suggests everybody getting married just avoids the actual wedding.
All the hassle.
Right? Just go get married, have fun, save your money.
Sign the papers.
Yeah.
Good advice.
But on the other hand, you think everyone who does this is trash.
Yes.
But I was
Poe trash.
Okay. So this would be, I guess, somewhere in the middle.
Middle trash.
Right now, Taco Bell is offering weddings.
Wait, like you get married at a Taco Bell?
You got it. Now, it's one specific Taco Bell. Taco Bell opened a giant cantina restaurant on the Vegas Strip.
Was this one that has, like, waitresses and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
And alcohol, I think.
Oh, okay.
It's basically a giant bar.
Yeah.
That is genius, though.
And there's a couple of these locations around the U.S., and they're doing very well.
I can imagine.
So to celebrate opening this Taco Bell Cantina in Vegas, they are now offering Taco Bell Wedding.
Bam.
So here's what you get.
What I get?
An Elvis impersonator to marry you.
All right.
Vegas showgirls as part of your wedding party.
Mm-hmm.
A taco 12-pack. A Cinnabon.
Elvis might wipe that up before you get to it. This is Elvis. Give me a hold of tacos. And give me 12. No, give me 25 tacos. An extra salt.
You also get a Cinnabon Delights cake.
Damn.
I'm in just for that. You get drinks. You can invite up to 25 guests. You get a sauce packet garter and a sauce packet bouquet for the bride. The groom gets a sauce packet bow tie. Ceremony lasts about 30 minutes, and all of this can be yours.
Also your marriage.
All of this can be yours for the low, low price of $777.
And that's for 20 up to 25 people.
25 people and your marriage, and you get a Cinnabon cake.
Yeah, and you eat.
Yeah, you got it. It's
pretty
cool.
It's basically like your stereotypical Vegas wedding, but you're not at like the Little White Chapel. You're at a Taco Bell.
Right. You're at a Taco Bell. Yeah. I love this idea.
Oh, I mean, it's fun for a certain class of people.
What does that mean? Keep in mind, you're wearing a tracksuit.
Fun people?
Yeah, but marriages aren't for fun. They're not.
So you're not supposed to have fun at a wedding?
No, they're not for fun.
Okay. Is your wife not listening?
I know.
A marriage is to showcase the bride. That's all it's about.
You're talking about a wedding?
A wedding.
Okay.
Yeah, a wedding.
No.
It's just there to showcase the bride. That's all it is. So this is a... you're right. This is
multicolored tracksuits.
This is something that most guys would be in for because it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
You go to Vegas, I'm getting tacos, I'm getting booze.
Mm-hmm.
I think more women than you think would be in on this.
So when we were...
Bro, you're kidding me.
Can we let the woman talk, please?
Bring one in.
Okay, you know, like, these weddings happen all the time, and it's not just, like, guys getting married.
But they're, like, third weddings. They're, like, starter husbands. And, you know, usually somebody is missing a tooth or teeth or has, like, gold dental work.
Where do their clothes come from?
Most of them are birthday presents. I mean, she probably... Like, most of these brides, I'm going to tell you right now, they're fat townie chicks, and they probably manage two different dart leagues and know all the gossip at three bars.
So you've been...
Managed two different dart leagues!
So you've been to Vegas, you've seen the weddings.
I've been to Vegas a couple of times.
He's never been to a Vegas wedding.
No, but I know of them.
Okay, do you? Name me what... You don't know a single person that got married in Vegas.
We know two people. I can't say out loud.
Because I'm a scared ass bitch.
They were like low end side radio people.
Oh my God. What is wrong with you?
You know who I'm talking
about. You could have said names until you said that. They're like low end side radio people.
Side radio people.
All their clothes are birthday presents.
Yes.
Kimmy, would you be down for this?
Yes. And you know,
what do you think? She's taco ready anytime.
Yeah. Who isn't?
Put that on a t-shirt, sell the rock
show. Taco ready.
No, and I didn't think much of these until my husband and I took that trip to Vegas last summer, and they were everywhere, and I was kind of jealous. I'm like, man, like, I want to be a part of that wedding party. It just looked like everybody was having such a good time.
Well, you're just guests. You're
like,
just
you didn't have any
drunk.
Like miserable people like pissed that they were there at a wedding. Like, it was just it looked like, I'm like, why doesn't everybody do this?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like a brilliant idea, and it's so unique. Again, 252 WCMF, Taco Bell is now doing Taco Bell-themed weddings at their Cantina restaurant on the Vegas Strip. You get an Elvis impersonator to marry you. Vegas Showgirls is part of your wedding party. 12 tacos, Cinnabon Delights cake, drinks. You can invite up to 25 guests. You get a sauce packet gardener and a sauce packet bouquet for the bride. That, by the way, flowers never die.
That's right.
They save that forever. Mm-hmm. The groom gets a sauce packet bow tie, all of that. The low price of $777. Nobody wants to hear about your wedding because that's the worst, right?
Yeah.
Like when a woman or man you work with gets married, they want to come in a week later, show you the pictures, tell you everything that happened. I don't care. And you're a nice person. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
I would want to hear every detail about the Taco Bell Vegas wedding. You wouldn't? You wouldn't
No, I would.
Let's say Moose got married in Vegas on PXY. You wouldn't want him to sit down and tell us all about it?
I'd be offended that we weren't invited.
But I will
he's
say
walking
this.
By as
I
we know. Tell him he's going to get married in Vegas.
Perfect timing. I will say this. If you go to one of these weddings, at some point, because I don't know what the time limit is.
30 minutes.
But you're going to like linger and eat your tacos. Somebody's going to get punched.
Nobody's getting punched.
Somebody's getting punched.
By the way, that can happen at a normal
Taco
wedding
Bell.
Anyways.
What's that?
That could happen in any wedding.
But this is almost like guaranteed. It's
and
like built
I
into
would
the
argue
price
no,
point.
No, because you're going to be very selective of the 20 people you can invite, right?
25.
Well, you got to invite family.
You're only going to invite the people that you like and enjoy and aren't going to feel
they're
obligated.
They're punchable.
No, but here's the thing.
Every family member is punchable.
He says you're inviting family to a Taco Bell wedding.
And this is so much fun. It's such a fun thing. There would be no fighting. Like I would think
who's going to be upset eating a taco from Taco Bell?
It is fun food.
No, I mean, look, man. Like I would argue that a standard wedding with a reception at a country club or whatever, that has a way higher chance for a punch getting thrown
I've
than a Taco
it.
Bell wedding. Kimmy, she's seen it.
I've seen it.
I've seen it with my own eye. And I've managed two dart leagues. No, like, Kimmy, I'm with you. Like, I am upset.
Well, of course, you guys want to just eat.
No, I'm upset.
This is just an excuse for gluttony.
No.
So it has nothing to do about intimacy and long-term commitment.
This man who's been married three times. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
To this day, there's one wedding. They were, like, friends of friends. And I was, like, a little disappointed we weren't invited to their wedding only because I heard that they had McDonald's cater the late-night food. And I saw pictures. And it looked freaking awesome.
Can we also applaud whoever invented second dinner at weddings? Because
the late night.
Yeah, that's a
pizza.
Fairly recent thing.
Yeah. Right? I think that's your generation started that with the pizzas and all that. Cause
yeah, garbage plates is bigger
Yours was like a catered after dinner.
Yeah,
thing.
Well, that's one of the things they ask you because they put it in the they just include it now in the package.
That was the biggest goddamn pretzel I've ever seen.
Yeah, no, those pretzels were delicious.
Yes.
No, that's what I mean, though. Like, you're right. Like, it's not just ordering pizzas that get dropped off. Like, the venues now will make a second meal for everybody.
But it's all fun food. Wants it.
Oh, it's so good. It's such a brilliant idea. Because now I don't have to figure out a way to get food after I'm all drunk.
That, and it kind of helps the hangover a little bit.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, so if you want to get married in Taco Bell.
Vegas, baby.
In Vegas. The details are on their website. And if you go, we would all, well, Kimmy and I, would like to be invited. Tommy's got to go shopping for new tracksuits with pleats in them.